Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for people who love movies. Why? Well, the strikes aren't settled. They are still going on, the writer's strike and the actor's strike. But they're two gigantic films for very different audiences, I think. And people have talked about Barbieheimer. You have the Oppenheimer film, which is an epic about the invention of the first atom bomb and the tormented genius behind it. And then you have the tormented genius of Barbie in a film that confronts the horrifying thought of Barbie experiencing cellulite. Really, that's not a spoiler, that's basically provokes the entire plot with Margot Robbie as Barbie, and of course you have Ryan Gosling as Ken, plus a big part, and I don't know why he hasn't gotten more publicity for it, for Will Ferrell, but we will get to that. We will be talking about those films, and meanwhile there's drama on the campaign front. A brand new poll that contradicts the previous poll that came out yesterday, the Quinnipiac poll. This is from Monmouth University in New Jersey. And it's a poll that shows very big strength for one presidential candidate. And it doesn't matter whether Joe Manchin runs or not as a no-labels third-party spoiler. We will talk about that. There's also the extreme reactions of Kamala Harris, who is extremely upset because of laws in Florida concerning the teaching of history, particularly the history of slavery. And then there is also a presidential candidate who may be in some trouble because he says that the mainstream media have overblown the significance of the January 6th, 2021 riot. Okay, you have thousands of people who are crashing into the Capitol building and sending police officers to hospital, lots of them. How do you say that that has had exaggerated significance? One thing that has not had exaggerated significance, because the significance is very profound, the report from CNBC, and it's everywhere, of course, that Judge Aileen Cannon, the Trump-friendly, Trump-appointed judge in Florida, has set a time and a specific date for the opening of Trump's purloined documents trial. And when is that going to be occurring? It's going to be occurring next year in May, May 20th, 2024. And the way that the New York Times reports it, the federal judge overseeing former President Donald J. Trump's prosecution on charges of illegally retaining dozens of classified documents set a trial date today for May 2024, taking a middle position between the government's request to go on trial in December and Mr. Trump's desire to push the proceeding until after the 2024 election. Now, the significance of May is that at that time, Trump will either be the nominee, and he wouldn't be the official nominee because you don't get officially nominated until you actually go to a convention, and that convention won't be till the summer. But if Trump has not locked down the nomination by May, then it means he will be underperforming in the early primaries. If he wins in Iowa, if he wins in New Hampshire, he's going to basically be the nominee. I'd add on to that South Carolina. He has to win in South Carolina, too. But those three early primaries should give him the nomination if he's going to be the nominee. So you would have the nominee for president experiencing a federal trial where he will probably have to show up for at least part of it. In her order, Judge Aileen M. Cannon said the trial was to be held in her home courthouse in Fort Pierce, Florida, which is a coastal city 2.5 hours north of Miami that will draw its jury pool from several counties that Mr. Trump won handily in his two previous presidential campaigns. What the New York Times is saying is that this should probably be considered as something of a victory for Donald Trump. He won't have to experience the trial in the middle of the pre-primary campaign. Where we are right now, there's new revelations, and this all very public, and no one contesting it, and no one going against it, that a lot of the money coming into the Trump campaign, and of course he has been a champ when it comes to raising money and small contributions, a lot of it is going to pay his legal bills. And no pretense about it. It's not to pay ads. It's not to pay for rallies. It's not to pay for other candidates who would help Trump if they got elected to the House or the Senate. It's to pay for keeping him out of jail. And the assumption is that for a lot of the people who are donating to the Trump campaign, they're fine with that. By the way, if you have a problem with that, if you're somebody who has donated to the Trump campaign and it bothers you to hear that your money is being used to pay for legal bills and literally hundreds of millions of dollars in legal bills, he just made a settlement. Michael Cohen was basically suing Trump for past legal expenses for $1.3 million. He originally asked for $500 million, but that wasn't going to happen. But remember Michael Cohen, Trump's longtime fixer and personal attorney? Apparently they have reached a settlement, and the details are not yet known. But back to this question of the trials and what they mean and where they're going. The 49-page indictment, which is behind the documents case against Donald Trump and his personal aide, Walt Nauta, revealed a host of potentially devastating new details in the Justice Department's inquiry into the president's mishandling of classified documents. The official 49-page indictment says that there was a stunning pattern of obstruction. That's one revelation. Boxes of documents were stored in a bathroom. I think we've already heard that. Documents were stored sloppily. We've seen the pictures. Trump made a plucking motion. The indictment recounts how Trump and his lawyer discussed what to do with a folder of 38 documents with classification markings. The lawyer said Trump made a plucking motion that implied, why don't you take them with you to your hotel room, and if there's anything really bad in there, you know, pluck it out. Trump was recorded sharing secrets. Trump showed a secret map to a staff member. One of Trump's lawyers is a key witness. Some of the most potentially damning evidence against the former president came from notes made by one of his lawyers, M. Evan Corcoran. And in scheduling the order on Friday, Judge Cannon split the difference between the two sides, giving neither the government nor the defense what they sought. And then they do have this note about President Trump's other challenges. Mr. Trump is also facing a state trial on civil fraud accusations in New York in October. Another trial on whether he defamed the writer E. Jean Carroll is set to open on January 15th, same day as the Iowa caucuses. On January 29th, the trial begins in yet another lawsuit, this one accusing Mr. Trump, his company, and three of his children of using the family name to entice vulnerable people to invest in sham business opportunities. And the idea this is going to continue. President Trump made a menacing statement today about what will happen to the country if Jack Smith continues to push to send Trump to jail. Is that truly an inflammatory statement, what President Trump said? We'll play it for you. You can judge for yourself. And a Republican senator says she's thinking about supporting Joe Manchin for president. Which Republican senator? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, it's not just the trial for the top secret documents. It is all the other trials and all the other tribulations. And don't forget, starting in October, they're going to be looking back at that hush money for porn stars trial. And that may not be the strongest case against Trump. I think it's the weakest case against Trump and the one that probably doesn't hurt him that much. However, it's going to take up his time. And the Guardian is reporting that it in mid-August, so we're talking about less than a month from now, Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis is going to announce a sprawling racketeering indictment. That's the RICO statutes. This is what generally happens to mobsters. And in any event, she's going to announce the sprawling racketeering indictment next month. That, according to people who have been briefed on the matter, that will go after not just Trump and Rudy Giuliani, but a whole series of people who are trying to steal the election in Georgia. And again, they have tape here, and President Trump thinks it was a perfect phone call when he asked the Secretary of State of Georgia to find an extra 11,800 votes. This may be a real problem for the president. The racketeering statute in Georgia requires the prosecutors to show the existence of an enterprise and a pattern of racketeering activity that is predicated on at least two qualifying crimes. In the Trump investigation, the Fulton County District Attorney, Fawny Willis, has evidence to pursue a racketeering indictment predicated on statutes related to, number one, influencing witnesses, and then computer trespass. That would be the two crimes that you would base it on. Now, how does any of this impact the country? There was a conversation that Trump had on a radio show in Iowa, because, of course, the whole world is focused on Iowa as the first contest of strength for Republicans. And, by the way, it's clear that Ron DeSantis is restructuring his campaign to put new evidence on Iowa, but we will get to that. Trump, while on the radio in Iowa, had this exchange with a local host. Listen, this is clip one.
If that something like that does happen, what do you say to the millions of Americans who are very passionately supporting you, who may be provoked by something like
they
that?
They are never leaving us because they want to make America great again. They're with us. They have a passion like nobody's ever had. We've never had anything like it.
Is it something that concerns you of the people making sure that they don't go out of their right mind if something like that happens? Because I know what I'm thinking of could happen if, that, for example, they do, say Jack Smith says, okay, I'm going to put Donald Trump in jail.
I think it's a very dangerous thing to even talk about.
Okay.
Because we do have a tremendously passionate group of voters, and I mean, maybe 100, 150, I've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
Much more passion than they had in 2020, and much more passion than they had in 2016. I think it would be very dangerous. I've never even heard, nobody's even suggested this except you.
Okay, nobody's even suggested this, that Jack Smith might actually have a, with the new indictments coming down in Washington concerning the January 6th episode, that there might actually be a serious attempt, because if the Trump campaign is facing charges of wire fraud, which we have talked about on the show before, or of seditious conspiracy, we're not talking about a 1 year, 2 year, 4 year prison term. It's a 20-year term. Now, do I think it's at all likely that President Trump is going to end up spending the rest of his life in jail? No, I don't think he's going to spend any time in jail. But as they have said, a number of commentators have said, looking at this reality and what is heading toward President Trump from Georgia and from Florida and from Washington, D.C., and from Jack Smith and Fawny Willis, and that there really should be some eagerness to make a deal, to actually come forward with the prosecutors, acknowledge some of the things that President Trump has clearly done wrong, or could have done better, even, if you want to say that, and make a deal. Dare I say it, that's basically what Hunter Biden did. And people are saying that he got treated so much more favorably. Well, that was because he obviously sought a deal. He knew that he would lose in court. And the basic thing, and people need to keep this in mind, and you can't repeat it too often, when you're talking about felony charges from the federal government, federal felony charges, in 90% of those charges, either the party ends up making some kind of a deal with prosecutors or you're found guilty. It's not people like Jack Smith, they're not in this to waste time. And the idea that in the middle of fighting these various charges about the past and the immediate past and what he did in January and basically how he solicited a tremendous amount of money, at least $250 million, based on false pretenses that he could overturn the election. That wasn't a matter of opinion. It was preposterous. And what all of this leads to is a great difficulty. And if Republicans decide, and they may, that this is the ideal candidate to go up against Joe Biden, I mean, here's a reaction from a Republican senator, Lisa Murkowski. And she has won as a write-in candidate. She is popular in Alaska. She is respected among her colleagues. But here's something she said. Well, we will get to that a little bit later. She actually said she's thinking about Joe Manchin as a third-party candidate. Really? Really? And a new poll talks about what the impact of a Joe Manchin race would be. And actually, it's very different from what the previous polls have indicated. We will get to that and more, and how to bring Americans together by breaking bread together. Coming up.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The blistering heat wave baking the southern United States will drag on into next week and beyond. Over 90 million people are living in an area that is experiencing dangerous levels of heat. Forecasters say over 2,000 heat records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida. This as Vermont is continuing to recover from the impacts of a catastrophic flooding event from last week. At a press conference, Governor Phil Scott says that it's crucial for residents to report damage.
If your house, basement, or garage flooded, if you have any damage to your home or property as a result of these storms, and that includes driveways, equipment, and vehicles, it's pretty broad. Please report it to 211.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Loads of Americans, including the President of the United States, who have talked about the need to bring our people together. That seems to be a theme, but how do you do it? Alexander Heffner is host of The Open Mind on PBS, and he is a creator of a project called Breaking Bread with Alexander. It's on Bloomberg TV. He's also co-author of the best-selling A Documentary History of the United States. He's covered American culture, politics, and civic life since the 2008 presidential campaign. Alexander, thanks for joining us on the show. And how does Breaking Bread Together, which is part of your new project, how does that uniquely help to boost American unity?
Well, first of all, pleasure to be joining you and someone also committed to those values on the air. You can actually go to an Ohio State University professor's study, along with a few other academics, and find that in Thomas Jefferson's era, legislation could be tracked and its fate, its success or failure, based on the efficacy of breaking bread, you know, of those meetings that he would have with legislators and statesmen and other dignitaries. So there is actually proof in one study and probably many other studies. Certainly if you read any of the books on the founders and framers from the beginning, as we evolved and democratized and civil rights passed and that became a more diverse group of people breaking bread, the idea of a meal as a vehicle, as a vessel to achieve some goals larger than ourselves. I think that was the genesis of this idea. I think that there is something to be said for the necessity of breaking bread in the deliberative process of a democracy, and differentiating that from centrism or middle ground that's just simply changing the individuals at the table, but it's the same old table that is a dysfunctional table where you can't have that breaking of bread and genuine exchange and compromise and forging new alliances and empathetic learning and understanding from each other. So when you see a group like No Labels forming a potential third-party campaign, I think it's incumbent upon us to understand if they are about breaking bread or are they about something else? Because breaking bread is a distinct thing. It's not about...
They're about breaking the Biden administration. That's a different...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They seem to be poised to do that. Yeah. But there is something
Let me go back, Alexander, with you for a moment. I am sure you were aware that the whole phraseology of breaking bread has religious origins. And one of the things, my wife and I are Sabbath observers and Jewish Sabbath observers. So we have a Shabbat meal where we break bread, and we very regularly break bread with people who disagree with us profoundly, who have different religious points of view, political points of view. And there is this idea that the Hebrew word for bread in the Bible is lechem, which is related to the Hebrew word for war, which is milchama, which has lechem in the middle of it, because so many of the wars that we've had have been over bread, over basically wealth or taking wealth or producing wealth. And the idea is that particularly on the Sabbath is a time to bring people together, with the bread being a unifying rather than a divisive aspect to what they're sharing.
No, I appreciate you offering that contextualization. You know, there is that religious over and undertone here when you think of the original use of that phraseology. You know, there was something more cosmic than each of our individual selves. And the thing about the series on Bloomberg TV, which you can check out, you know, for the next 9 weeks of our 10-episode doc series, is that it's humbling from that perspective, right? I think the action of breaking bread is a humbling action. The understanding the way our body is processing what that person across from us is saying, but also the food that we're digesting simultaneously, there is something that is cosmic or, you know, intelligence beyond our comprehension, if you want to call it biblical or spiritual, but the way that we're taking in the ideas and taking in the sustenance, we didn't choose that. That was a kind of God-given or some other possibility that makes us as men and women and people go forward. And the same thing you can find with the natural bounty of the United States of America, from the coastline of Portland, Maine, to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the only national park in the system named after a president, in Bowman, or outside of Bowman, North Dakota. But there's something so extraordinarily humbling about being in the presence of nature, that we are a smidgen, a speck, but a small specimen of nature, and that in order to really acknowledge that, we have to listen to the multiplicity of perspectives around us. We can still have the strength of our convictions and not bend if we feel passionate about a certain perspective or thesis that we have. But
do you, with all of the different presidential aspirants on both sides, on all sides, including the No Labels crowd, do you feel that they're is a particular candidate who's doing a good job of appealing to these better angels of our nature and promoting national unity?
Oh, that's a great question, Michael. I think that I felt that in the presence of Governor Burgum. Maybe it's because his signage and his literature, it reminds me of the Bartlett for America, Burgum for America, and I was a West Wing person, and the idea that Jed Bartlett, the fictional governor of New Hampshire, becomes president, descended from the delegate Josiah Bartlett from the Second Continental Congress. I was always touched by that. But there's something about the presentation of Governor Burgum and the intellectual honesty of his presentation that moved me, that appeals to those better angels. And you know, that was one person who comes to mind over the 10 episodes. It happens that...
Well, he's been a guest on this show, and I understand that as of today, he is qualified with that 40,000 required contributors that would get him as a participant on the debates. Did you hear that?
Well, that's news to me, but bless his heart and all the expenditure that justified his presence on that stage. He is a person who, you know, his family invented the elevator mill, or one of the first elevator mills in North Dakota, and it's interesting to navigate along his the generations of Burghams into the computing industry and technology, and bringing that to the vast majority of Americans. But, you know, I did not hear that. I think it's good news that he will be on that stage, because there aren't a lot of folks like him in the theater of American presidential politics.
Yes, and we could use more. Alexander Heffner, you can read about his Open Mind Project and the Breaking Bread Project at michaelmedved.com.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, THC and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Michael Medved Show. We were talking earlier this hour about Senator Lisa Murkowski, the senior senator from Alaska, and she was on firing line with Margaret Hoover, who's the great granddaughter of President Hoover, among many other distinctions. But they were talking about the possibility of what do you do if we have what appears increasingly likely, which is a rematch of Biden versus Trump. And here was the response from United States Senator Lisa Murkowski. This is clip two.
I tell you, if it's a matchup between Biden and Trump, I know exactly where I'd go. I would go with Joe Manchin. I am one who doesn't like to use my vote for the lesser of evils. I want to be proactive in who I think could do the job. I think Manchin could do the job. But will our system allow for that? That I don't know.
How would you determine that that vote wouldn't send Trump back to the White House?
I would really have to do some serious evaluation. And again, This is July of 2023, and who knows what's going to happen in the months ahead.
Yeah, well, that's entirely true. And we were just talking about Doug Burgum, who has gotten almost no publicity, but he's been doing well. He had a clever idea for getting the 40,000 contributors that he needed to get on that debate stage, which was giving out gift cards. If you send in a dollar to Doug Burgum, I think it still works. If you send in a dollar to Doug Burgum, he'll send you a $20 gift card. And is that exactly ideal in terms of ethics and procedure? It's legal. And we'll probably get him on the debate stage. He's been on this show, and he's an impressive guy, and he deserves some more attention than he would receive. Concerning the entire fantasy of No Labels, and Joe Lieberman, who is the head of No Labels right now, is a friend of mine for years. I first met Joe in the midst of a campaign I was involved in 1970. You know, before a lot of people were born. Joe's a great guy, but this No Labels thing is not a great thing. And there's a new Monmouth University poll that suggests that former President Donald Trump would be easily dispatched, is the term they use, by President Joe Biden in a 2024 rematch of the 2020 presidential election, even if Senator Joe Manchin were to mount a third-party bid that most analysts believe would hamper the Biden campaign.
In the national survey of 910 voters, 47% of voters said they would definitely or probably support Biden, while 40% said they would definitely or probably back Trump. The Monmouth poll released yesterday found if a Manchin Huntsman ticket were to join the race as an alternative to Biden or Trump, only 2% of voters would definitely vote for the alternative, while 14% would probably vote for them. 44% of voters said they would not vote for a Manchin-Huntsman ticket, and 31% they would probably not. The poll noted the responses were not affected by whether Manchin or Huntsman was at the top of the ticket. Biden support dropped from 47% to 37%, while Trump's dropped from 40% to 28%. When a generic bipartisan ticket was offered as an alternative to Biden and Trump. When voters were asked about a potential Manchin-Huntsman ticket, Biden support dipped from 47% to 40%. Trump's decreased from 40% to 34%. So what they're saying is that whether you have just a bipartisan third-party ticket, not identifying who the candidates would be, it's still the same result of Biden finishing ahead of Trump. And if they have specifically, they're asked in this poll about Manchin and Huntsman running together as a team with either way, with Huntsman, the former governor of Utah, former ambassador to Moscow, at the head of the ticket, or Manchin at the head of a ticket, still is making a difference. You still have a victory by 7 points or more, which is much more than last time by Joe Biden. The poll also asked voters who they would support if they believed a third-party candidate would be a spoiler. In that hypothetical scenario, where voting for a third party could help elect Biden to the White House, 39% said they would vote for Biden, 37% they would vote for Trump, and 20% would vote for the third party. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I am sure of one thing. Robert F. Kennedy is not doing well in his campaign right now. His testimony before the House Weaponization Subcommittee, where Jim Jordan said that he wanted him to testify to speak out against censorship, was a disaster. And who knew that it was a disaster? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Here's what he had to say on Fox. Listen, this is clip four.
It was very interesting watching this unfold this morning. You're running as a Democrat. The Democrats came after you hard.
The statements that are being twisted and just, you know, I want to say something because the charge is that I made these statements that were anti-Semitic. All of those statements are taken out of context. And those statements themselves, I have literally, and I said this under oath today, I've never made a single anti-Semitic statement in my life or racist statement in my life. And the statements that are being twisted and distorted to make them seem like I said these controversial things is simply another way that the that the DFC etc. and its allies are using to silence me, to marginalize me, to make me look crazy, to make me look like a bad person. I've been stronger. My support on Israel has been stronger than any Democrat in that chamber. I'm the only one that's spoken out against the $2 billion transfer that President Biden has made to Iran, which is going to be used for genocidal purposes to develop nuclear weapons. And nobody else has dared to stand up against that. I was not allowed to talk. I was not allowed to defend myself. I was read a series of these slanders without being allowed to reply to any of them.
Okay, here's a quick response from somebody on the left. But I don't know, is it right to say that RFK Jr. is on the right? No, of course not. He's a big lefty. And yet Lawrence O'Donnell, a fellow strong liberal, has this to say about RFK Jr. Listen.
And while Robert Kennedy Jr. was committing crimes, while working in the district attorney's office in Manhattan, Dr. Anthony Fauci was saving lives. But Robert Kennedy, with Kennedy privilege, believes that that allows him, that Kennedy privilege allows him to grab microphones and denounce the work of scientists, physicians, and public health experts, devoted public servants like Dr. Anthony Fauci. Robert Kennedy Jr.
And then
does
CNA,
that on the basis
CNN
of nothing other than his last name.
CNN found this gem after RFK testified under oath yesterday that he's never been anti-vax. But he had said this, listen.
Our job is to resist and to talk about it to everybody. If you're walking down the street, and I do this now myself, which is, you know, I don't want to do it. I'm not a busybody. I see somebody on a hiking trail with a carrying a little baby, and I say, I'm better not get them vaccinated. And he heard that from me. If he hears it from 10 other people, maybe he won't do it. You know, maybe he will save that child.
Okay, basically, what I was going to say to strangers, don't vaccinate your baby. How does that make you not anti-vax? I do think that we're looking at a Kennedy campaign that is falling apart here because, and was that the idea? Of having the Republicans invite him to come testify before the so-called weaponization committee. Look, I think that whole thing was a big mistake because the only thing it does is damaging Robert F. Kennedy Jr., strengthens Joe Biden. That doesn't mean that I think supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a way of damaging Joe Biden. We have a need to highlight some of the voices that are more constructive on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Kahana Pali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Kahana Pali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Kahana Pali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kahana Pali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kahana Pali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KahanaPaliResort.com. That's KahanaPaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.